We're going to recognize 43 Korean War veterans. We've got the Consulate General coming in from the Republic of Korea, and he's going to present a Medal of Freedom to each one of our veterans that served in country during that time. And so we're going to have a nice ceremony for them and for their family, and it's open to the public for all folks to come.
So it's 9 o'clock this morning at the Jacob Eddy Home in Marquette. But where did something like this come from? I mean, it seems like an obvious bit of recognition, but having the Republic of Korea tied in is very interesting as well.
Well, this is a partnership between the U.S. government and the Republic of Korea. And the Consulate General had dinner with us last night and talked about how important it is at this point to say thank you, because their freedoms, their prospering economy are all a direct reflection of the sacrifices of the men and women that served there.
Let me ask you this. In terms of the quote-unquote big wars that we talk about, the conflicts, whatever it may be in the history, we hear a lot about World War II, Vietnam, of course, but Korean War seems to have, on a lot of levels, it hasn't been not shuffled off, but it hasn't gotten some of the recognition a lot of times that so the World War II or Vietnam has, or even some of our Gulf War, much more fresh in our minds. How important is it for you, in your opinion, to have this kind of recognition for those veterans in particular?
Well, I think this is extremely critical because it's often referred to as the forgotten war. And it's, you know, referred to as a conflict because a war declaration was never truly made. And an armistice was signed, but peace is still a temporary arrangement in Korea. Mm-hmm. So I think it's extremely important. A lot of these veterans are overshadowed by World War II. Mm-hmm. And they fell right in between a time shortly after World War II and shortly before Vietnam. So a lot of those folks came in, had brothers and sisters that served in World War II, and then had children that turned around and served in Vietnam. But consistent with all of these generations of veterans, even the current, very humble of their service, and just amazing stories of service that they have to share, but they like to keep that under wraps.
Jeff Barnes in the studio with us today. He's the director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. We're talking about a special event coming up a little bit later this morning at the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans that is recognizing Korean War veterans at the home. And Jeff, you mentioned that this is a partnership between Korea and the United States. Tell us a little bit more about that. Why is it important from the Korean perspective to have this kind of recognition that they're doing?
Well, they have really taken a great leadership role in this, and they feel it's important because they need to tell the story of Korea and what has happened since then. You know, they feel a tremendous amount of appreciation and gratitude for the men and women's service, and they know that those folks are getting older. Mm-hmm. And they want to be able to officially say thank you, but they also want to be able to show that their sacrifice was worth it. And today, with a top 20 economy and wonderful schools, they want to really show that debt of gratitude has been paid forward with future generations.
And there's also some discussions and thoughts of the unification of Korea, because it's South Korea and North Korea, and this is all tied into that conflict we're talking about this morning, and this is an important step in their opinion.
Yeah, they think it's extremely important to be able to try to close this gap now and pursue unification in the very near future, because you still have family members that have been separated since the war. And as those family members die off, for the younger generations, it may be a little bit more difficult to be able to make that unification. Mm-hmm. There are incredible lacks of infrastructure in the North. And from an economic perspective, I think there are a lot of folks in Korea that are concerned about what that looks like going forward.
I think that for many people, especially in our generations, we think of Korean War in the concept of like the television program MASH, and its depiction was of a very difficult terrain to fight in. As we were talking off microphone a moment ago, you were stationed there yourself, so you're familiar with the region and familiar with the terrain. What kind of personal connection does that give you to today's activities?
I've always felt very close to the Korean veterans. I've had several veterans in my family that fought in Korea. And having served there, being able to see the terrain, it just gives you a true appreciation for how challenging the conditions are. And the winters are absolutely brutal. And those men and women endured some of the harshest and most extreme environmental challenges of any of our forces.
Jeff, if people have any questions, they want to find out more about opportunities or information about programs and services from the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, how can they find out more?
Well, if they'd like to go online, we have michiganveterans.com. which is a great source of information. And if they'd like to talk to a customer service representative, we have a call center open 24 hours a day at 1-800-MICHVET. That's 1-800-MICHVET.